Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today met with several hundred of the 5,000 U.S. troops who were stationed at a base in Qatar. The Pentagon chief also got a look at the ongoing war game exercises that the U.S. Central Command is running in the region. The base would likely serve as a command center for any attack on Iraq. NPR's Eric Westerfeld reports.
The U.S. military's newest base in Qatar from outside looks more like a big storage complex than a cutting-edge war headquarters. Several dozen warehouse-like buildings of metal and cement have sprouted up in Qatar's desert south of Doha. But inside this drab-looking installation, U.S. Central Command is testing a mobile headquarters with all the high-tech tools it needs to run any combat operation anywhere in its region, including one in Iraq. The exercise, called Internal Look, is being led by Tommy Franks. Today, the four-star general tried to downplay any connection between the exercise and possible military action in Iraq. Franks said it's all about moving and testing new technology.
And then train ourselves on how to use that. I don't know about you, but each time we go from Microsoft something to Microsoft something else, you know, I go through a little training process. And so that's what this exercise is, continues, by the way, to be all about.
But Iraq was clearly on the minds of soldiers here. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was asked at a town hall meeting with troops whether he thought Iraq was doing enough to cooperate with UN inspectors. On a stage bookended by Humvees mounted with 50-caliber machine guns, the defense secretary said it's too early to know whether Baghdad's recent filing with the UN is comprehensive and truthful. It's being assessed, he said. But Rumsfeld said that documentation is only one indication of cooperation set forth by the resolution to disarm Iraq.
The inspectors may take Iraqis out of the country with their families so that they'll be free to talk and say what they know about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction programs. That has not yet happened. That, needless to say, will be an indication of cooperation or lack of cooperation.
Asalia is one of three U.S. bases here. Earlier, Secretary Rumsfeld and Qatar's foreign minister signed an agreement allowing the U.S. to upgrade Qatar's Al Udeid Air Base, home to the Persian Gulf's largest runway. There's also the inexplicably named Camp Snoopy, the U.S. military side of Doha's civilian airport. The some 5,000 soldiers deployed here live in new metal containers set up inside the giant hangar-like buildings. Not as much dust as Afghanistan, one soldier said, smiling. Most sleep on military beds, not cots. Army Sergeant First Class Keith Smith says the weather and living conditions are better than most he's seen.
This is my third deployment, and this is probably one of the best conditions I've ever had. A lot of people might complain about this, but it's better in a tent, it's better in a cot. You can't complain. I mean, it's almost like Florida. It doesn't get real cold. It's hot during the day, it's cool at night. Only thing you gotta do here is miss your family.
Being away from family during the holidays, Sergeant Smith says, is the toughest part. But he adds, it's not my first Christmas away from home, and it won't be my last. Meantime, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein's media continued to taunt the Gulf states that have warmed up to the U.S. Baghdad's state-run daily paper Al-Iraq urged Qatar and other countries to reject the U.S. military buildup in the region. The Iraqi paper also called on citizens here to, quote, attack the personnel and bases of the U.S. occupation forces. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Asalia Military Base, Qatar.